So let's say hello now to Jenny Walker. Jenny, when lockdown was announced, what were your initial worries?
Oh my goodness, I thought. In many ways, we got together online because we do enjoy a chat. And then I thought, well, what can we do? How can we do this? Because once we started singing together, it was a catastrophe and because of the time lag. But then once we got going, I thought, well, the only person who can run this is me. And so got everybody to mute and I do the singing and the playing. And I just hope everybody else is doing their part. We did try a round robin at some point where everybody sung a little bit, but that wasn't very fruitful. And I think some people got a bit frightened. So it was much better for me to do the whole thing. So although I got pretty hoarse at the end of the evening, it was probably the most effective way to work under the circumstances. So we kept together. And the one thing that was worrying me is that we wouldn't do that. I thought the enthusiasm would wane. I think it has peaks and troughs, but we've managed to keep together.
It must be very frustrating not being able to sing together properly.
Very, very indeed. Yeah, because I wish the software was up to speed so that everybody's voice would be synced at the same time. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen. But we have been doing videos to actually check that it works. And also it makes it a little bit creative and it tests my video making skills no end.
Well, I know you've had rehearsals online. As a group within Voice Singers, you're very social and you gel very well and you all get on. So what else have you done online to bring in a social element?
First of all, I mean, it was general chat and then we break off for a bit of singing, then more general chat, bit of singing. And then I thought, well, how about quizzes? Because I know quizzes have been very popular on the internet. And there are a few ladies with big ideas about quizzes. So I thought, okay, yes, let's do a quiz as well. It takes our mind off a lot of other things. And then we can put the world to rights.
I think you've encouraged your members to become quite creative as well.
Yeah, well, I was doing a lot of the writing because of copyright, it lets us off copyright. B, I don't mind doing it because I do compose online anyway. And I think I was coming up with some quite catchy tunes. C, I thought, well, why is it all me doing it? I think somebody else might like a go as well. We've got Pam, who's very, very good musician. So she was able to do some straight away. And then I persuaded others like Ella to do some. And even Lizzie, yeah, who was quite very reticent at first. A lot of people won't do it. And I understand that. That's fine. They don't feel very secure with it. But Sue Blair, I mean, she's given in some words and we adapted that to music and they were very appropriate. So yeah, lovely.
So do you do this as audio or video? Do you put it all together for everybody?
I do put it together for everybody. Sometimes it comes in as audio. Sometimes somebody like Pam will write it down on like manuscript paper and post it to me. Then I put it into Sibelius, which is a software program. Then I output from that the audio file, and then I put it into the video and try and put some pretty pictures on, including some of her.
I know you were hoping to put a songbook together, all the invoice songs that you've written for the choir to sing. You're no stranger to publishing books. You wanted to bring in the songs that the members of the choir had written.
Yes, I did, because I think other people should see them and hear them and get the opportunity to buy them. And also, if somebody wants to, say, copy one of our songs, I say, well, there's a book. Why don't you buy it? And it will be a nice keepsake for us. And also, for several concerts, we may just need the book plus a few other bits of paper. And that would alleviate the pressure on our files, which are bulging with ideas.
So much music that you actually can sing and perform.
Yeah, that's it.
Is this book available now?
It is. It's available on Amazon. In fact, if you type in what they call the ASIN number, it's an Amazon ISBN number, basically. So it's a B094VNXCSY. Or you can go to Amazon UK and you can just type in Sing It, Jenny Walker. And be careful, there are two Jenny Walkers. There's one that does travel magazines and things. I don't do that. It's got to be music.
It came up quite easily, Jenny. I confess I've had a look.
Did it? Oh, right.
I put up Jenny Walker Sing It. And it was.
Did you?
Yes.
And it was there. And that really surprised me because I had to resubmit it because I got the cover wrong as far as their robots were concerned. There was a line or two in it, and he didn't like it. So I had to resubmit it with a plain cover. So I was very surprised at the speed at which they actually did get it out.
So what about the other books that you've got available?
Well, I've written a few piano books. Some of them, Jennifer Etland at Piano Pronto, which is in the US, she has published them. And I've got about 40 titles on there, including a couple of hardbacks, most are digital, duets, trios, and piano pieces. So I've got that outlet, but she's been inundated sometimes. And also, it's nice to have a hard copy for yourself, if nobody else. So I thought, well, I'll try publishing on Amazon. And although it can be a little bit picky, and once you get to grips with it, it's fine. And I've got, so far, 6 publications on there.
How much have you missed performing, Jenny?
Very much. Yes, I think there's nothing to replace the rapport you get with the audience and the thrill of making them feel happy, or you hope they're happy.
So have you and the group, have you got anything lined up to do?
A couple of things. I mean, the first kicking off is the little instrumental trio I've got is called Motif, purely because of space, I think, and that's at the Angel and Royal on the 25th of June. We hope to play outside, and of course, if it gets a little bit wet, we go inside. So they're preparing us for all sorts. That will be in the evening from about 6 o'clock.
Do you play anything else, Jenny, other than the piano?
I play the violin. I play fiddle in the Cayley band. And sometimes I get my violin out if I feel brave enough and play with the group.
So you can do it all, really, because you make the music, you compose the songs, and you can just sing them yourself.
Yeah. Well, one man band me.
Has anything gone terribly wrong with a performance that you'd be prepared to share?
We're not on air now. I know I was playing for a singer once, and we'd rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed. This was when I lived near Bedford, and we went to an RAF base. It was very posh, and she'd put the music in a side binder, plastic side binder, and I turned the page, and all the music went flutter, flutter, flutter onto the floor. And I heard a titter from the audience. So I just thought, well, the show must go on. So I thought, well, I vaguely know the song. So I started playing a few things. And afterwards she said, that was lovely, but what were you playing? Yeah, there's nothing you can do. You just have to go with it.
Overall, this has been a really hard year, more than a year now,
has
for everybody. So what has lockdown taught you specifically for your choir Invoice?
I think it's taught me to be optimistic and to think outside the box, because, I mean, video editing was very new to me. So I actually invested in some software and thought, well, I will have a go, because it's good software in that you can have several videos on at the same time. So you can have concurrently. Whereas some cheaper versions or free versions don't allow you to do that. So I decided it was worth my while. Yeah, and it's taught me to also have a go at Audacity, which I shied away from. It's a free program for audio files. And I've learned how to fiddle about with that and make it sound a little bit better.
Well, everybody needs a hobby.
Exactly, yeah.
Yours is a bit more than a hobby. I'm sure you've helped the members of your singing group.
Well, I think, yes, that sense of well-being, I think everybody gets from being in a choir like ours. And we all got on so well. I mean, it's a really, really good mix. We've got a couple of people who might want to join, but we've really got to make sure, first of all, they fit in. I think they will, but, you know, and we'll just have to see.
And how do people get in touch with you, Jenny, if they want to make contact with you?
If they want to make contact with me, I have an email. I did give an Invoice email out, but to be honest, I look at my own email much more. And that's J Walker Gale. That's J Walker, one word, plus G-A-L-E, as in wind, at gmail.com. And also, you know, we've got a site. We've got www.invoicesingers.co.uk.
And as we come out of lockdown, obviously you're going to perform, but what about the social side? Is that coming back on stream as well?
We hope so. I haven't done anything about that yet, but... We definitely need a cake evening.
Well, I do hope you're all able to sing together very soon.
So do I. So do I, Ella. Yes.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for talking to us today.
That's all right. You're very welcome.